This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. 713-572-4610. Do you have one of the toughest jobs in America?
No.
Yeah, I would say all three of us need
we're good. We're good.
ISO. Yeah, I wouldn't even put our name near this list.
Not even close.
Yeah. So today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, which is part of Teachers Appreciation Week. And it's National Nurses Week.
All right.
So salute to all the teachers and nurses. They are actually on this list, but I'm going to go through this list. I feel like they might need to be a little bit higher.
I agree.
And I have one spot on here where I'm not sure about that. I'm gonna see if I'm in the wrong on this one.
Okay.
So number one on this list is firefighters.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to talk.
Yeah, salute to all the firefighters. Salute to all the people that watch 911. I know it's been a tough week for them, a couple weeks.
Are you talking
really?
About the television show?
Yeah, television show.
Was there been drama? Don't spoil it.
Yeah, I ain't going to spoil it. But if y'all watch 911 on the daily or, you know, all the time, if you caught up to it, you know what I'm talking about.
All right. I do not.
I'm weirdly intrigued.
I do not, yeah.
Yeah. Number two, construction workers.
Oh, yeah.
Salute to all the construction workers out there. Sometimes I have a hate for them at times when they leave all their stuff around in the streets and clothes in the streets, but I totally understand, man.
Especially in Texas.
It's not personal.
Especially here.
Yeah, with the heat out there.
It's not personal at all.
Yeah.
That hate is fair because it's not even just to leave the stuff out. It's when you pull up to your house and you check your tire and your tire level as because you got some nail in there that definitely popped out of a construction site.
Yeah. Or one of your routes is closed. Yeah. It's just like, dang, why y'all closed that, man? But I respect y'all so much. Salute to y'all. Members of the military, you know, we always respect them. Salute.
100%.
Thank you for your service. Number four is doctors.
Surgeons.
It's a doctors.
I'm going to say surgeons.
You think surgeons over doctors?
I mean, they are also doctors. Like, you have to separate out the. You're like.
Cause, no, I'm talking
I don't
about,
care if you're a hematologist.
I'm talking about the doctor you go in and see to get a physical.
That ain't
your doctor.
Your primary care physician?
That ain't that hard.
Oh, God.
Was because you're healthy as a horse? Is that why?
You almost made me cuss, man. I'm staying out of that one.
It ain't that hard.
Yeah, that's OG John Lopez.
Wait, is this the top of the list?
That's number four.
It's not number four.
We ain't said nurses, right?
We ain't say nurses yet.
Yikes.
Now, surgeons I'm with, but doctors, take a couple of these.
The nurses are going to riot. Because, look, my mother's a nurse. I have some insight into the nursing kind of thought process. And they like, we do all the hard work.
My daughter is a nurse and boy.
Right. The doctor get to walk in and
I can't wait till I go to see my doctor next.
Yeah,
and she's
I know
listener.
The 832 who text in talk about nurses week. I know. Whoever that is probably pissed right now. Like, doctors, I do all the work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
That's
fourth?
That's
doctors
fourth.
Are fourth.
That's fourth. Number five is cops. Salute to all the cops, the policemen out there. Yeah.
Street, especially.
Yeah. Number six, paramedics.
Same.
I feel like we can put paramedics above cops.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know, man. I'm not sure about this because I don't think I ever met one in person or just walking down the street and met one of these, bumped into one of these. Astronaut is number seven.
Okay, huh. So that's
number seven hardest job in America.
I would put that ahead of doctors just because of the preparation you have to go through. You know, the centrifuges and the training and
you got to be like they don't be just be sending anybody. You got to be scientists. You got to be a scientist first.
Yes.
I would put an astronaut as like one of those unique jobs. It's not like a normal hard working 9-to-5 type of job. And I'm not saying it's easy or anything, but
I think 99% of what they do that is really, really difficult is before they sit down and
go
take off. Yeah. And that's what's the difficult part for me. Yeah.
Okay. So you think it's fair?
Yeah, that I think
they're
it
number
is.
Seven.
I'd put them higher.
Really? Okay.
I'd put them higher.
Okay.
I'm very intrigued by this list. And I also want to acknowledge, I don't know what all goes into people's jobs because sometimes it's like the hardest part of people's jobs are the parts that you do not see.
No, like astronauts. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Number eight, farmers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That's hard work. Just the farmer schedule. When you got to wake up to do some of those things, I'm like, yeah, man, y'all are working real hard on a consistent basis.
And so many things out of your control.
Yeah.
Weather.
Yep. Number nine is air traffic controller.
Stress. That is one of the most stressful jobs on the planet.
Is it really? Like, I don't have enough insight into what the air traffic controller
Absolute
has to do.
Stress.
Yep. And number 10, oil workers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, but I mean, what name did I not mention?
You didn't mention teachers and nurses.
I did not mention teachers and nurses, and I'm sure you probably wonder, where are they ranked?
Mm-hmm.
So nurses come in at 11, number 11.
Yeah, that.
All right, come on.
I feel like we got to, at the very least, handcuff nurses.
Nurses
and,
be
and
holding
doctors.
It down, man. They be running, scrambling.
And dirty job.
Yeah.
Too,
yes, bro. We talking about excrement. We talking about urine. We talking about baths and such.
It's funny. I know Lopez was kind of joking around talking about all the nurses
the doctors
come in. Sometimes they do. They come in, hey, how's everything going? Yep, all right, cool, man. I'll see you in 6 months.
Yes.
And the nurse come in like, all right, you going to be on this.
Then they do
I'm
all
like,
the work.
I seen the nurse more than the doctor.
And the blood pressure and the blood and the...
Yeah.
You know,
also, they're the first ones dealing with the ornery patients.
And the ornery patients.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, salute to the nurses, man. Happy
doctors,
nurses week. But I think
doctors are easy.
Hey. If this
don't be
was,
a doctor then. Just go do it.
If this was my list, I would probably switch nurses and astronaut. If this was my list.
I would switch nurses and doctor. And now I'm just picking on my doctor who's a big time listener.
I would switch nurses and doctor. I would also very much switch paramedics and cops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like, yes, there's a lot of emergencies that police respond to, and I don't want to, you know, belittle that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many of the responses that paramedics
every
respond
time.
To? Like, it feels like
every time.
Most every time you're dealing with some shenanigans.
Yeah.
Hey, watch the show 911. There's all type of stuff going on.
Yeah, somebody spoiled it on the text board. Not that I was
going to
watch anyway.
Oh, okay, okay, good. As long as I ain't spoiled it.
Yeah.
I ain't want to spoil it for y'all who didn't see it yet. And by the way, teachers came in at 16.
No, that's...
Actually 17.
Wow.
17, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think
17
that,
for teachers, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I got my wife used to be a teacher. I used to work at a school with teachers and stuff like that. They go through a lot, man. They are basically parents there.
Yes.
Wait, I was out here pitting the paramedics and the cops against each other. We put firefighters number one, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, man. Like, I bet they're the cops and the paramedics are like, oh, so they all the way up there?
Yeah. Yeah. So I did not come up with this list, but.
This is a good disclaimer there. He's
yes,
like, don't bring
I,
that
I
to me.
I did not. Yes. Yes, I did not. Hell, I have everybody number one if it was my choice.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Somebody said shout out to the UPS drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gas station
workers.
No air
conditioning.
Somebody said dancers at the topless bar. Hey, those are athletes over there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Goonie.
Okay. All right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. So the Met Gala was yesterday, and breaking news, I actually watched some of it, man.
Congratulations. Who had the best fit?
Everybody. I don't know. I was just looking at everybody, to be honest, man. So a lot of wild costumes.
Yeah.
And so it was a couple... It was a couple former Texan players there, man. Mm-hmm. So we seen Stephon Diggs with his lovely lady, Cardi B.
Yeah.
Also, Jonathan Owens. Mm-hmm. He was there with a lady by the name of Simone Biles.
Yeah, he was her and one.
And I appreciate you didn't
plus
have to
one.
Do that.
Yes. He was her plus one.
I do appreciate that he was leaning fully into the husband mode where he was out here just, you know, giving a few
sitting
pictures
back,
on the phone,
yeah.
Making sure the train looked good. He's like, nah, I'm here for you, baby girl.
That's right.
Nah, you got to. But anyway, what I took from this Met Gala was Ryan Coogler. He was actually there. So mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with Ryan Coogler, he's a film director, screenwriter, producer, and his new movie right now that's out that's doing really good is Sinners. So,
didn't you see it?
Yes, I did see it.
Did you see it? Okay. Yeah. Was it pretty good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay. I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good film. I went in, and coming immediately out of it, I was like, oh, I might have been overhyped, and I just let it sit with me. It's like, no, there's some depth with it.
Really?
There's some real good depth if you take some time to think about it. They have some real themes in there, so mm-hmm. I appreciated it.
Okay. So Ryan Coogler, he was on the red carpet or whatever they call it, and this is him talking about, I guess, the reception he got from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real. I'm only playing this because of that Oakland accent, that Cali accent.
Oh, we've been really gracious, man, that the audiences have shown up, that people have been enjoying the film projections where they can in different formats. I mean, it's meant the world to us. You know, but the biggest thing is, I think, seeing people go repeat times and,
that Oakland,
you know, people
accent.
Having watch parties and
watch
taking time
parties.
Off from work to go check it out and discuss it. You know, for us, that's when you're in rarefied air as artists. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't always happen like that. So, you know, we sure to recognize it and value it and just say thanks to the audience as much as we can.
A lot of R sounds in there.
Yeah. No, I'm like, dang, is that is that Robert Woods? You know, you're sitting there talking to Robert Woods, CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Yeah, but salute to Ryan Coogler, man, and salute to everybody at the Met Gala, man. It was mm-hmm. looked pretty packed.
Yeah, and salute to Stephon Diggs, who is very much confirming rumors.
Oh, yeah, so confirmed. That felt like they was hiding it for a little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder how Offset feel about this, man. He probably a little bit upset.
Probably.
Offset upset?
Yep. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it seemed like they left the Met Gala together, Cardi B and Stephon Diggs. So
yeah.
Shout out to the man.
Yeah. All right, I'll get you out of here on this. Shout out to all the gamers out there. So Grand Theft Auto, they just released another trailer. And this time it looked like the storyline, I guess it's going to be more of a Bonnie and Clyde type feel to this game.
Oh, okay.
So is it going to be old school?
It's not going to be old school, but the character, the storyline is based off a man and a woman pretty much together committing crime and all that stuff. So they just released the trailer, I want to say, this morning.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because that's like a week after they announced that they were going to delay the release.
Yeah, so they did delay the release to May 2026. So
they gave out a trailer a year before its release?
They gave out a trailer before that. They gave out the trailer last year.
Why?
Because this game is highly anticipated.
Okay, give me a month. Give me 2 months.
They're just trying to tide people over.
They are milking this cow, man.
I wonder how much they actually get out of that. A year?
I mean, people talking about it now, man.
Yeah.
People talking about they just going to keep releasing little tiny little bits and pieces until it actually drop. And I don't even know if it is going to drop in 2026. Hell, they might push it back again. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the only thing I feel comfortable about is when it does drop, it'll be a fantastic game. That's what Grand Theft Auto V ended up being. It was a long delay, and then
it got to it.
I remember this. Very good. And look, I think that game came out, 12 years ago?
Something like that.
Yeah, but that was back in my day. I actually had to go and get the disc.
Oh, my son, my oldest son.
I stood in line for it.
Got two kids, full-time job, after hours. He always plays Grand Theft Auto.
Really? Oh, he's going to be super excited about this. I wonder if he's seen the trailer. The trailer looked really good, too.
Yeah, you should send it to Lopez so he can send it to his son and make it seem like he's actually keeping track of this. Like, hey, did you see the trailer? I did not realize, Figgy, that you were going to start a job war on the text line.
Yeah.
Somebody said astronauts are like royalty from the 281. 911 paramedics never get enough love. In fact, someone went as far as... truck drivers are not respected. Everything comes on a truck, which is true. So much of our infrastructure is that. Someone said, get cops off the list. Okay, I didn't even know where that one came from. Seems like they're not factoring pay into this. They said layoffs and stuff feels like it makes oil work harder.
Fair.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. And then this one from the 281, firefighters are useless 99% of the time. Signed, paramedic.
I sense the rivalry.
Very good.
This one should have been on there from the 346. Correction officer.
Correction officer. Okay, that is not on there.
That should be on
there. To round off the list real quick, 12 is roofers, 13 electricians, 14 home builders, 15 engineers, 16 pilots, 17 teachers, 18 lawyer, 19 carpenters, 20 drywall plaster installer.
I feel like anybody that has to do their job above like 10 feet off the ground needs some bonus points.
Yeah, you do.
That's facts.
Linemen and such, especially that come through after these storms.
Window washer, you see them come up here on the 20th floor?
Yeah, 100%.
Shout out to all y'all doing the jobs that really keep America going, as opposed to us jerks that are out here running our mouths.
All of y'all number one in my heart.
There you go, Figgy.
That's all that matters.
Get those platitudes out there. Go ahead and kiss them keisters.
All right. That's called covering your own.
Yeah.
This ain't even my damn list.
From 346 Repo Man. Oh, yes. That is very tough job. 100%. Any job where you're like, I need to have a weapon just to make sure that this happens. That's probably one of those. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on In the Loop. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to Clint and Ron, one of whom I might have made mad. We'll talk about it next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.